la la la, dun 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 dun. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And we are the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week. At this time, I am so glad you're with us. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic weekend. I hope everything is coming up roses. I hope the sun is shining on you. I hope you are healthy, wealthy, wise, your family's all loving. I hope everything is just great. And I'm in a great mood. I'm really enjoying doing the show today. I always do, but for some reason today I feel extra good. And I am Ken Morafe, the host. I am a certified financial planner. I've been doing this now as such for the last 18 years, but I've been in the financial services business now for 28 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,400 families.
I love it!
I certainly do. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And if you want to learn more about us, you can find us on the internet. We are at moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50, who are retired, retiring soon. So all that we talk about on this show, everything that we do, that's what we specialize in. And if that's you, you're in the right place. And if you're not, you're still in the right place, because hopefully one day you will be there. And you need to learn too, right? So last week we talked about how, because of the fact that we've had these two massive bear markets, the Y2K bear market and then the 2008 bear market, that the notion of a 4% distribution rate, where you're taking 4% out each year to live on from your investments, has been thrown out. Okay, that doesn't work anymore. And now academia and everybody is saying that the number is 2%. All right, that's the big number now. So basically, it means that you have to have twice as much money than you did before this decade or last decade, because things have changed. No, they haven't. They've always been that way. It's just people have realized that, oh my gosh, there are these things called bear markets, and maybe you shouldn't live on your money while the market is going down and your investments are going down, and because that's a recipe for disaster. So now the answer is you got to take 2% out so that you don't experience all that pain. Well, my contention is, why do you have to like buy and hold and take your money out when the market's going down like that? That's insanity. So therefore, I believe you should have a sell strategy as well. And the answer to, I got an email from Bob who was asking me, Ken, I want to be clear. Are you saying that with your buy, hold, sell strategy that we can still take 4% out? Well, my belief is that yes, it is far safer to take 4% out if you have a buy, hold, and sell philosophy than if you have a buy, hold. Because there you go. Because I believe that the next bear market is an inevitability. It's going to happen. And every day that we go away, farther away from the last one, the closer we are to the next one. And ladies and gentlemen, don't kid yourself. There's going to be another bear market. And if you are a retired person or you're about to retire and you take a big hit on your investments, that is not a good thing. Okay? You got to protect yourself from that. But setting all of that aside, let's talk about where do you go to get the income. All right, whether it's 4% or 2%, you got to figure out where to get it from. So, therefore, there are basically three kinds of places that you can get your money from. One is your taxable accounts. These are the accounts that you have put money in with after-tax money, and they're called taxable because as you make capital gains or dividends or interest, you pay taxes on it as you go. Then you have your tax-deferred accounts, and those are your IRAs, your 401ks, those kind of things. And the reason they're called tax-deferred is because the taxes are deferred until later when you take the money out. So they grow without being taxed, but when you take it out, you pay your taxes then, so therefore the taxes are deferred till later. And then finally, you have your tax-frees. Okay, so tax-frees are tax-free municipal bonds and also Roth IRAs. So what is the order in which you take your money? Well, the first thing that you want to do is you want to take from your taxable accounts, okay? So this is the accounts where you have already paid taxes. The money's growing, and you're paying your taxes as you go. Those accounts, the likelihood is that if you're taking money from that, that you're paying capital gains taxes. Capital gains taxes are lower than ordinary income taxes, okay? So if you're taking from capital and capital gains, you normally will pay a lower income tax. So that would be the first place. Now, you spend that down until you reach your emergency fund number, okay? So don't go beyond that. So you get down to your emergency fund, and now you got to start looking elsewhere. Then the next place you go is to your Roth IRAs, all right? Now, your Roth IRAs, these are the kind of IRAs that the distributions are tax-free, okay? So you can take that money tax-free, and you let the tax-deferred accounts continue to grow. Now, it gets a little complicated because the next thing that happens is you turn 70 and a half, and you are required to take from the tax-deferred accounts. So now you have to switch, and you start taking from there, and you leave your Roth and the others alone to the extent that your required distribution is enough to cover your cost of living.
How very interesting.
It is very interesting, yes. It is also a little bit complicated, all right? So I'm not trying to confuse you with all of this, but I do want you to be aware that there is an order of events from which you should take your money out to live on when you are retired. And if you don't do it properly, you could actually shorten the lifespan of your investments. If you do it properly, you can extend the lifespan of your investments. And that's the goal. You know, our goal for you, ladies and gentlemen, is to have your money last as long as you do. Okay? That's what we want. We're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And part of that is making sure that you're doing your income planning when you're retired properly. Now, if you would like to talk to one of our knowledgeable, friendly, and capable financial advisors regarding your income during retirement, all of the stuff we talk about on this show from A to Z, your income, your estate planning, your retirement plan, your 401ks, all of that, then do this. Go to our website. It's moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. You'll see a link on there that says meet with an advisor. Okay, click on that, and then it'll ask you to put your info in there. And then what we'll do is we'll call you to schedule a time to visit with you. What we want to do is help you to develop a full financial plan. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if we can't, you know what? We will part friends. That's fine, too.
And I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
You know what? It totally is, Bogey. And not only that, but we will part friends, and there is no charge. There's no obligation. So if you want to take advantage of that, go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and click on the link that says meet with an advisor, okay? And we'll look forward to meeting with you. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security earning limits, and then we're also going to have our buy hold myth of the week, which is, hey, you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom, so just stay in and lose half your money. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.